Hello everyone. Well, I'm commenting on the death of Lord Ian Blair, no relation to the thrice cursed Tony Blair, even though his ascendancy coincided with that of his namesake. So Ian Blair was summoned to the great big police station in the sky on the ninth instant, best known for having been commissioner of the police of the metropolis, that's to say, head the Metropolitan Police. In London, United Kingdom, the police are called the Metropolitan Police, or the Met, for short. So, Sir Ian, or Lord Ian, as he later became, he's born in Chester, and a middle-class family, but he was a very bright boy, and he went to Christchurch, Oxford, which was the noblest college in Oxford University, and thought to be the college for the real poshos, where he read English, graduating in 1974. Now, back in those days, a low percentage of people in the UK attended the university, about 7%. It was highly unusual for graduates to join the police, but he did. There was a new, what was it, initiative to get graduates to join. So he became a constable. That's the lowest rank in the police in the United Kingdom. But he was promoted very fast. And he was in the Criminal Investigation Department, the CID. CID don't wear uniforms. They don't do ordinary policing, dealing with pickpockets or searching for lost children. They're dealing with organised crime and so on. So anyway, he penned a book in which he demolished the way the police dealt with allegations of rape. They felt it was unsympathetic to the complainants and so on. It was dismissive and disparaging of them and so on. So he changed things. He also had to handle the King's Cross fire in 1997. One of my first memories being in the United Kingdom as a schoolboy was hearing about that in the news. People were allowed to smoke on the tube in those days. That's the London Underground. That caused a fire. There were wooden floors and the escalators and there was greasy stuff and about 20 people died. Anyways, in Thames Valley Police in the 90s, when I was in Thames Valley, that's obviously just west of London, more and more promotions. So he took over the Metropolitan Police in the early noughties, shortly after Sir John Stevens retired. So people said he was the ultimate PC, as in politically correct police constable, as indeed he was. So he's a loathsome specimen, as he's the one who began to push far-left ideals and make the police the shock troops of the extreme left. I can't think of a single right-wing idea the police promote, but they aggressively enforce the leftist ideology that everyone, everything is racist, Islamophobic. They have to actively encourage homosexuality. Now, homosexuality is natural in some people. It's totally honourable, totally unobjectionable. But we don't need to make a big song and dance about it. If people want to talk about gay pride, wear those, you know, rainbow flags, I'm not getting in their way. But there's no need for the police to do so. And surely that is encouraging it. We don't actively promote heterosexuality. We'll say, well, because we don't need to. Right, and we don't need to encourage homosexuality. I don't discourage either. You knock yourself out. You do what you want. I don't object to gay marriage or anything like that. Goodness. So he said we had to have more women in the police. Why? I'm not against it. That we have to have more homosexual police officers. Why? I mean, we don't want fewer. Why do we need to know? Why do we care whether they get more ethnic minority ones? I mean, why? I don't care if they're all ethnic minority police officers. One thing he didn't call for was good police officers. Those who are effective, who are gallant, who are good at engaging with the public, who are successful, who are courteous, who actually deter and detect crime and things like that. So there were some terrorist incidents on his watch. One of the most contentious things was the slaying of Jean-Charles de Menezes. It was just after, the 7/7 bombings in 2005, when some bombs went off in the tube of the bus around Tavistock Square, Edgware Road Station, King's Cross, elsewhere. And so the police were on high alert. They arrested four suspects. But anyway, Jean-Charles de Menezes, he was wrongly identified as a terrorist suspect, followed from his house, allowed to get on one bus, then a second bus, off that onto the tube, at which point a police officer pursued him and stood over him and fired several bullets into his head, killing him. And as Sir Ian Blair said, if we ever kill anyone, that's deeply regrettable. But he then went on to say that the aim had not been to kill him. says, I know that seems like splitting hairs, but it's not. Well, it is. What would be the effect of several bullets in the head? A headache? I don't see how you could survive. Well, very, very low chance he'd survive that one. They're not shot in the chest, because if he was wearing some sort of suicide pack, that might detonate it and so on. So there were mistakes made. And we, you know, everyone errs. That's including police officers and firearms officers using, well, deadly force, killing people. Occasionally, they're going to kill the wrong person. Or sometimes they won't kill someone whom they should kill, and so on. So it's very, very difficult. A Brazilian guy is working as an electrician, was in the United Kingdom illegally, which is absolutely no justification for being killed, of course. But some people speculated that did he run because he knew he thought it was due to his immigration status. Other people say that's a myth. Goodness. Anyway, so there were many more operations he presided over. So, goodness. There was they wasted £280,000 investigating whether Kate Moss had possessed a Class A drug, and they didn't lead into a prosecution and so on. So he sought performance bonuses. There should be no performance bonuses. He got a very, very fat salary. So he's really, really bad news. When somebody said he felt sorry for Muslims fasting at Ramadan, he said that was Islamophobic. It's not remotely Islamophobic. Someone who couldn't pronounce the word Shiites. He said that was Islamophobic. I mean, Islamophobia is a real thing, but you shouldn't belittle it and trivialise it by making these asinine statements. So he's an absolute imbecile and detestable. So I'm very glad he's gone. I mean, I'm not jubilating his death, but I'm glad that he wasn't in charge of the Metropolitan Police after a while. So he wasted loads of money on sweetheart deals for his cronies, spending on things for them. Anyway, he said the media was institutionally racialist. And so he's one of those who just use racism as a mantra. So it was just playing to the gallery. He was just toadying to the leftist opposition. The murder of two little children in Soham in 2002, he said people only cared about them because they are white. A staggering and sickening thing to say and stuff like that. Well, obviously, you don't care about the murder of any child, regardless of colour. Obviously, he doesn't, and so on. What else was I going to say? Some guy, he described the certain hats that some Rastafarians wore as tea cosies, and Blair said that was racist. Well, I mean, I don't know. They do look a bit like that to me. I don't know what the proper word for those sort of hats is. So he was so judgmental. He was so intolerant. He was so despicable. It's something that we had to use the same lexus as him and to know all these things. It really is preposterous. So he'd also recorded people without their knowledge or agreement. So that was a breach of trust. So he was really someone vile. So he wasted £27,000 confiscating placards. Brian Hall was this pro-terrorist, skanky guy, loony. He used to hang around telling terrible lies, saying insulting things about Ireland. I had the misfortune to speak to him in Parliament Square. So Britain's greatest bore is dead, and I'm very glad about that one. He also lied about his own career, Balcombe Street gang and things like that. So anyway, he will not be missed.